Continuing with Karl Popper, Marx loved freedom, real freedom, not Hegel's real freedom. And as far as I'm able to see, he followed Hegel's famous equation of freedom with spirit, insofar as he believed that we can be free only as spiritual beings. At the same time, he recognized in practice, as a practical dualist, that we are spirit and flesh, and realistically enough, that the flesh is the fundamental one of these two. But although he recognized that the material world and its necessities are fundamental, he did not feel any love for the kingdom of necessity, as he called a society which is in bondage. And I would have put that word in quotes. In bondage to its material needs. Interrupting Popper for a moment, I cannot see anything to dispute in this. So do you agree with it? In particular, all you Marxists listening to this Marx assessment, that there is this fundamental dualism in Marx, and the fact of its existence, to my mind, works against the stance of tenderness, which we're arguing is the right path to freedom. And we'll be expanding on that next week. Calls instead, potentially, and historically did, for a stance of ruthless suppression of anything that potentially interferes with the task of conquering, quote-unquote, necessity, which necessarily means an overvaluation of the so-called economy, production, and ultimately development. Fromm calls the opposite mindset faith in man. We've been calling it longing for each other, which is also trusting the earth. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. The earth feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? I mean, truly, we've been asking that question millennia after millennia. How come the birds are so free? What do they know? We don't. Continuing with Popper, quote, he cherished, Marx did, the spiritual world, the kingdom of freedom, and the spiritual side of human nature, as much as any Christian dualist. And in his writings, there are even traces of hatred and contempt for the material. With Hegel, he identifies the realm of freedom with that of man's mental life. But he recognizes that we are not purely spiritual beings, that we are not fully free, nor capable of ever achieving full freedom, unable, as we shall always be, to emancipate. Let me read that again. But he recognizes that we are not purely spiritual beings, that we are not fully free, nor capable of ever achieving full freedom, unable, as we shall always be, to emancipate ourselves entirely from the necessities of our metabolism, and thus from productive toil. All we can achieve, and this is Karl Popper speaking, summarizing Marx's view, all we can achieve is to improve upon the exhausting and undignified conditions of labor, to make them more worthy of man, to equalize them, and to reduce drudgery to such an extent that all of us, and this is his emphasis, all of us can be free for some part of our lives. This, I believe, says Karl Popper, is the central idea of Marx's view of life, central also insofar as it seems to me to be the most influential of his doctrines, unquote, from The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 2. And I think he's totally right in that being the most influential of his doctrines. Do you remember, because I've quoted him often over the course of these shows, do you remember Thomas Dekker? He lived from 1575 to 1641, who wrote a poem that includes these lines, work, apace, 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 apace. Honest labor bears a lovely face. Then, hey, nanny, nanny, hey, hey, nanny, nanny. And that is true, has been true, will always be the case.